Well, today we hear the gospel passage from St. Mark chapter 6, where he talks about as soon as the Lord got out of the boat in the area of Gennesaret, he was immediately crowded by all those who wanted healings, who were coming to him for miracles and cures and healings. And it says the word spread throughout the whole region, and everyone came and they brought the sick to the Lord that he might touch them. Or even when the Lord, it says, went into villages, cities or farms or the marketplaces, people begged that they might just touch the fringe of his cloak, that they might be healed. And I found a very good commentary. Let me read this beautiful passage of one author's reflection on this particular passage. I think it gives us some very good practical applications to our life. This author said, "No sooner had Jesus landed on the other side of the lake than once again he was surrounded by crowds. Just sometimes he must have looked on the crowds with a certain wistfulness, because there was hardly a person in them who had not come to get something out of him. They came to get. They came with their insistent demands. They came, to put it bluntly, to use him. What a difference it would have made if, among these crowds, there had been some few who came to give and not to get. In a way, it is natural that we should come to Jesus to get things from him, for there are so many things that he alone can give. But it is always shameful to take everything and to give nothing. And yet, it is the very characteristic of human nature. There are those who simply make use of their homes. It is especially so with young people. They regard their homes as being there to cater for their comfort and their convenience. It is there they eat and sleep and get things done for them. But surely, home is a place to which we ought to contribute, from which we ought not only to be taking all the time. There are those who simply make use of their friends. There are some people from whom we never receive a letter unless they want something from us. There are those who regard other people as existing to help them when they need their help, and to be forgotten when they cannot be made of use. There are those who simply make use of the church. They desire the church to baptize their children, marry their young people, and bury their dead. They are seldom to be seen there unless they wish some service. It is their unconscious attitude that the church exists to serve them, and that they have no duty whatever towards it. There are those who seek simply to make use of God. They never remember him unless they need him. Their only prayers are requests or even demands made of God. Someone has put it this way. In American hotels, there is a boy called the bellhop. The hotel guest rings the bell and the bellhop appears. He will fetch anything the guest wishes on demand. Some people regard God as a kind of universal bellhop, only to be summoned when something is needed. If we examine ourselves, we are all, to some extent, guilty of these things. It would rejoice the heart of Jesus if more often we came to him to offer our love, our service, our devotion, and less often to demand from him the help we need."